Hello, hello, and welcome to the JG Plummer Show, where we talk about today's topics and give it an editorial view. And here is JG Plummer.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Glad to be back. Second show, new beginning. Let's get started. How you doing, Mimi?
I'm good, I'm good. But wait, before we go on to the second show, what about the last one, our debut show on marijuana? Oh my goodness, the
Yes.
feedback.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Love the feedback. Keep it coming.
Thank you for your responses, and we appreciate it.
Your comments, your responses, and call in. Call us. We would love to have to hear your voice and have you give your opinion on what we're talking about and give us ideas on
Yeah.
what you want to talk about. We want to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are we doing today?
We got a topic and it's on sagging.
Sagging. I can't wait.
Do you agree with it or not?
Well, let's dive in about a minute. We come back.
You got it. We're back. Our topic is sagging today. Do you like it or not? What's your opinion? What do you think, Mimi?
Well, what is sagging?
Sagging is when a young man walks around with his pants hanging off his behind and it does not look pretty.
When they're showing me their whitey
Well, I don't know if they're whitey, but
tighties.
they're very disappointing and I really do not like seeing it. I don't know how you other people feel about it, but I'm very disappointed and I think it's not a very good look.
I don't understand how it's appealing, but I mean, 90% of the fads out there don't make sense to me anyway. But yeah, I mean, and it's, you know what, it's the baggy pants. It's a sloppy look because
Yeah.
your underwear is showing and you can't walk. You know,
Yeah.
they're holding their pants up trying to walk. I mean, I would love to see if someone was chasing them. Try Freddy Krueger chasing them down the street. How are they gonna
Right,
make it?
right. It's so disappointing to see all these young men walking around this way. To me, it's disrespectful. It's not pleasant, and I don't understand where it comes from. I don't know where, and there's so many of them doing it at the same time. Where exactly did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Well, I mean, how did they all get together
And say, "Ooh,
and
I think
start?
this is cool.
Yeah,
Let's all
this,
dress like
yeah.
this." No, yeah, I'm
Who
with you
made
on
them think
that.
that this is cool to walk around this way and for all of them to do it at the same time?
I'm with you on that.
I don't understand it. I mean, do their parents let them leave the house that way? Does anybody say anything before they leave the house that, hey, pull your pants up? What's the deal?
It was funny that you say that because the other day I was in at the convenience store and I saw the man had to be about 50, 60 years old and he was
No.
dressed like that. So
Yeah,
the parents right there too.
and that is the parent, I guess. But I don't understand it. It's disrespectful. And I see young men walking with children, and I saw a guy the other day with a stroller pushing his kids with his pants hanging down and could barely walk while pushing his kids. It's absurd. I
Yeah,
don't get it.
it doesn't make any sense.
But for them, I think it's being cool. Everybody wants to be cool. And I guess to this generation or the generation before, that this is something cool to them.
Oh yeah, because this has been a long time. It's been a while. I mean, we're going on 20 years with this, where this style has actually gone and it's just now coming back again.
Right. I mean, it's supposed to be a fad. I think fad's supposed to come and go, but this one's like it doesn't want to leave, but you keep seeing it keep. It goes too far. Now they keep going lower and lower. They're going down to their knees now with a belt around their
The
waist.
belt, yeah.
Yeah, and I
I've
don't
seen
understand
that.
that.
I've seen that.
But what are they thinking? I mean, if you're walking down the street and your pants are down to your knees, you can't be thinking of anything else but trying to keep your pants up. It's like your circus act. Walking around trying to, this is my major thought. What other thoughts can you that could you could have the thought the cure for cancer could be come through your mind, but you can't get it because now you're focused on keeping your pants.
And I'm not gonna look at that person and be like, oh yeah, that's the, you know, that's, he's gonna be the one. You know, because that's, I mean, that's where all the stereotypes come from.
Right.
I mean, because you look at somebody like that, and the stereotype is, oh, there's trouble.
Yeah.
Nothing absolutely. Good's gonna come from that person.
Absolutely. What?
I'm not saying it's the truth. I'm not saying that's what it is, but.
But they're making.
They're making it that way.
Yeah. You can't. How can you judge people by your appearance? You know. You're not. You don't want to, like you said.
Stereotype. And, I mean, but, they're saying, yeah, don't discriminate. We don't want to discriminate and all this stuff, but
don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't give me a reason to.
Yeah. What if you come in for a job? You know, you come in for a job interview with your pants down. Why would I hire you and you can't pull your pants up?
That's funny that you would say that because, you know, it's like, because you wouldn't hire somebody.
No.
Even in the clothing store, even though they're making the jeans this way now.
Right.
They're purposely making them so that they are low and that they would sag like that. You don't have that much room.
Yes.
To cover your butt.
And it's so disrespectful. And I guess we'll cover that in the next segment. You know, walking around your parents, like parents and elders. You know, that's disrespectful to walk around the elder people in your family, you know, with your pants down. People do not want to see your behind. You know, we don't want your behind exposed in front of us. It's just simple as that. What makes you think we want to see that? You know, I've had family members. Well, we had a picnic once, and a lot of family members were coming over. And we had people coming with their kids with their pants down. And basically what we had to do was tell them, you know, this is not that type of event. If you can't pull your pants up, you're not allowed to be here. Mm-hmm. So either you pull your pants up or you leave. Mm-hmm. You know, they chose to pull their pants up because nobody told them before, you know, to pull, apparently because they came with their parents. So why wouldn't the parents tell them to pull them up? But it's like they're letting the kids make all the decisions.
Whole other topic.
They're making letting the kids make the decision. No, you're the parent. You tell them how to dress. You're not going out with me looking like that. What are they trying to do?
And it's not even the elders when you think about it. Yeah, this is disrespectful to the elders. But seriously, I'll be honest with you. I don't need the little 5-year-old, the 8-year-old to be seeing a grown man's butt.
Yeah, that too. But the elders are what gets me. The disrespecting the older people in your family that raised you, that, you know, that taught you pretty much everything in your life or should have. And you have no respect for them. You know, I was taught to respect my elders. Why would I come and do that in front of them? I don't understand it. There's no respect left. It's amazing to me. Yeah. That they would do that.
Yeah, that's true. It goes deeper. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but let's.
It's all about respect.
Let's talk about where it came from. And I've had different conversation with different people about where this thing started. I had an argument with a guy one day. He told me that it started with the rappers. The rappers started in the videos or whatever. And I've been around long enough to tell you, I've had people, family members and friends, who've been in the system, and I mean the jail system, the prison system. And before this thing had a name, so someone had to name it, young men were going to jail and they were abused by other men in jail, and they were told to keep their pants down so they could have easy access to them. Now you can agree with that or not agree, but that's what it is.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for someone to say that this was come for some rapper, no.
Well, it started, I heard that, it did start in the prisons.
Yeah.
But then what made it just blow up was the rappers.
Right. Exactly.
That's what made it a fad.
It made a fad. Everybody wanted to be like the rappers, but not knowing the origin of it.
And you know, on the internet, they're saying that that's an urban legend. They're saying that that's not real. That's not true.
Right. That's what they're saying. But yeah. I know.
See, because prisoners can't have belts. So because right. they can't have belts, their pants sag.
So they don't.
So that's what we call sagging.
Right. So since they didn't have belts, the prison system didn't have pants to fit you. You're saying, since they didn't have belts.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. But you know, barely yeah. that's what it is.
Yeah, they can't fit you. They can't fit you in a pair of pants with all our tax dollars. We yeah. can't fit you with a pair of pants.
So why don't your legs? Why don't you just let your pants sag, yeah. and then you can be stylish too? Then
exactly. Yeah, you sit around, get in line, get your food, whatever. Let your pants hang down. Go take your shower. Don't pull your pants up.
Yeah.
Let's go back. No, but that's not the way. That's not where it started. It started by abuse, and it. Poured over through the rappers, and now it goes on to the society. But it's a negative thing. It's not a positive thing.
Well, I want to take a little bit of break, and when we come back, I want to talk about one step further and mm-hmm. just how it's affecting society and how it's affecting just even just the community.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll be right back. Welcome back. So we're continuing our discussion on sagging. And I just wanted to take it to the community and how the effects in the community and just with these kids even in the public schools, of course, because the private schools, you know how they've got them wearing uniforms and everything. So it's not really an issue there.
Right.
But from middle school to high school, especially in the high schools, many of the schools are banning it. Like it's in the dress code that if you show up to school like that, you will be sent home.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea. They should. I mean, you shouldn't be walking around campus or classes with your pants down.
So it's not, people are like, oh, we're old fashioned. You know, there's old people old fashioned. But it's just, like you said, it's about respect. And I mean, these kids that are in school, we're not just teaching them an education, but we're training adults. Yeah. We're training our future leaders.
Right, right. People don't realize you're not raising kids, you're raising adults.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And if you don't do this, if you can't do the simple things right, I mean, how can you handle the complicated?
Exactly.
You know, you're not here, this is not a fashion show or, you know, a best dress or dress less show.
Right.
You know, you're here to learn, you know.
Right, right.
We don't need all those distractions.
Exactly. I mean, even, you know, there are many states out there and cities that have been trying to get it banned, like as a law.
Absolutely.
Like where you could get fined even.
Absolutely.
I mean, just so many different states, but it's been kicked out. There is, I haven't been able to see actually one state or municipality that has been able to enforce it the way that, the law has been written.
Right.
Just even, for reasons like, for example, I believe even in Atlanta a few years ago, not too long ago even, Atlanta tried to pass it, but then it got kicked out, you know, because the courts were saying that, you know, now we're hitting the fine line of racial profiling.
Yes. Racial profiling and freedom of expression.
Yeah, because of course the ACLU gets involved and
right.
that's what comes, nope,
yeah,
now we're going to do racial profiling.
Rights.
We're infringing on the rights.
Rights.
Exactly.
But we have rights too. I mean, we have rights to...
I have a right to not
to
see,
not see
your ass.
Your behind, yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're trying, but they shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to legislate you pulling your pants up. Raise your children to wear their clothes properly. If you see your child, you know, not doing the right thing, you say something to them. Are you afraid of your kids? You know, say something. I told my son, if I, you know, you don't wear your pants like this. I was going to say, I told him if I catch him like that, it'd be a different story. But you're not allowed to wear your pants hanging off your behind. You know, it's just me as a parent, I don't want to see that. And you represent me. You represent us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you go in the street, you're not out there just for yourself. You know, you represent your family. You know, you represent your community. You represent your race. So why would you, you know, not honor that, not live up to that? But A lot of them don't.
Because, you know, it goes to just, are you a leader or are you a follower?
Absolutely.
I remember my father used to always tell us, especially with these different styles, these different fads, he's like, you don't have to follow everything. Let someone follow you.
Right.
Don't do something just because everyone else is doing it, exactly. Dressed because someone else is dressing that way, because you want to be taken seriously.
Right.
If you want to be taken as a fool, then go ahead and dress like them and follow them like the sheep.
Exactly. And a lot of them do that. They're just followers.
Yeah.
Don't follow, lead. But you have to start from the beginning. I mean, you learn. It's nice to have a fad, but let it be something positive, not something negative. You know, that's a negative trait.
Yeah. Even, you know, even President Obama was saying, with all of these states trying to ban it, and when he was running for presidency, he even made the comment saying, you know, you have to, he said, brothers, pull up your pants.
Right.
You're walking around your mother and your grandmother. He says, pull up your pants.
Absolutely.
You know, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
He said, exactly. He said, what are you doing? Pull up your pants.
There you go, Obama.
Yeah. So, but they're not pulling them up.
He got his up.
They didn't listen.
He got his pants up. That's all.
Can you imagine President Obama walking like that?
No.
No. Yeah, no. Crap, ready. I mean, seriously. Let's, you know, if you went, like we were saying, a job interview or something, you know, you're going to dress that way? Why should you have two different types of dress?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's not only respecting others, but I think it's respecting yourself.
Right. And everything starts at home. You know, it starts with the family. You know, people want to live, they want to dress like they do in their neighborhood. But you can't take your neighborhood to your job. You know, you want to hang out with your buddies and dress different kind of ways, but you want to be professional in the workplace. So I don't agree with the pants hanging down and all that, but you got to be professional on your job. And
what about school? What about everywhere
school.
Else? Not just, so I mean, but it's not just a job, but it's just be who you are, but it, you know, but make it respectable.
Yeah.
Make it presentable.
Right. Pull your pants up, you know?
I mean, my father used to always say, or my mother actually, she said, don't let me be somewhere with you where you are an embarrassment to me.
Right. And that's exactly what it is.
That's what, because there's no way, you know, I can imagine.
They're not even my
brother.
Kids and I'm embarrassed.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know? And like, I don't want to be around him. Like, he's not with me. But
yeah, I'm sure this is going to touch some people.
Yeah,
we're going to hit some nerves with this, and I'm expecting the feedback.
It needs to be said, and we're saying,
and we're just talking.
And pull your pants up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, because the ladies, yeah,
yes.
I've seen my share of G-strings.
Yes.
No, thank you.
I've had a little girl come to my house to hang with my daughter, and I was like, no, you're not going to dress like that. No, not around here. It won't be. It's not acceptable around here.
Wow. Yeah.
So
good topic.
Just gotta tell them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, call in, leave your feedback, leave your comments,
leave your responses. However you feel, let us know.
Great show.
Yeah. Pull your pants up.
Bye.
Bye.